All indicators look like we are in for a pretty good storm. Joining me on the telephone is Scott Carroll from the National Weather Service office over on Woodley Island. Good morning.
Good morning.
All righty. So it's warm. It feels like we've got ourselves a storm. Does this thing look like it's going to be shaping up as big as originally predicted?
Yes, it does.
We're
expecting increasing winds through the day today and increasing rains as well.
Okay. And it already does seem a bit breezy out there. What kind of rains are we expecting over the next few days?
Well, it looks like with this first storm system that's moving in today, expecting along the coast 2 to 4 inches of rainfall on average up in the higher terrain of Del Norte County and northeastern Humboldt County. We can have rainfall amounts closer to 4 to 6 to even as high as 8 inches on some of the west-facing peaks.
Wow. That is a lot of rain.
Yeah, yeah. There's going to be another maximum down in the King Range, down around the Honeydew area. We'll probably see rainfall amounts down there of about 3 to 5, potentially 6 inches.
Wow. So this is basically what we're looking at is a storm system. We've got a series of storms. This first one, when is it expected to hit?
Well, it's kind of hitting right now. Mm-hmm. We're having around the Eureka area what's known as rain shadowing, where we have like the winds increasing out of the south mm-hmm. and southeast, and that provides downsloping flow from the higher terrain, and that tends to dry the rain out a little bit along the coast here. They've been having more rain up toward Crescent City since earlier in the night. And we've had a little bit around this area, but not much so far. But we're expecting more rainfall to move into the area. But this around Humboldt Bay, it'll be about the lowest amount of rain just because of that rain shadowing with mm-hmm. the south winds.
Okay. And then it's going to kick in there. So how long is this series of storms expected to last? How many days?
It looks like it's going to continue right on through Monday and possibly into early Tuesday, and then it looks like we dry out early to midweek next week.
Now, is this remnants of any other storm, or is this just is this our own storm?
Yeah, well, there's some remnants of a tropical system from the Pacific that's kind of getting drawn into it. It's what we call an atmospheric river, where we just have a prolonged period of moisture impacting the West Coast. And there's a series of low-pressure systems that are going to be milling around off the Pacific Northwest Coast and southwestern Canada that are going to be sending fronts and swaths of rain our way.
Okay, now this is a pretty good amount of rain that we're expecting, according to these numbers here. But this looks like this is really the first real rain of the rain season. So the ground should be able to take it, right? We shouldn't be expecting too much flooding, except maybe in some localized low-lying areas, right?
Well, it depends. I mean, I think we are going to see some creeks and some that will probably fill up, and we're going to see some localized urban flooding. The main stem rivers, it looks like they are probably going to remain below the monitor stage, which, just to the fact that they're so low because of coming out of summer. But, it is a little bit concerning that we're having this prolonged period of rain with another one or two kind of maximum periods of rainfall coming up through Monday. So we're going to continue to monitor it. Right now it looks like everything's going to stay below monitor stage on the main stem rivers, though.
Okay, let's talk about the wind, because I've seen some numbers that show it looks like around like in the urban areas up to like 45 miles an hour and maybe into the 70s into the mountainous areas. Is that about right?
Yeah, that's what we're expecting. Yeah, and it looks like this next storm system that is going to be moving in on Saturday will be the windier of the two systems, mm-hmm. but it's also quicker moving. So, the the period of high winds won't be quite as long, and the rainfall amounts may be a little bit less than this first system.
All right. Well, folks, batten down the hatches. It looks like this is our first real wet one of the season. And I know it's rather early in the season, and I know you may not have the data, but maybe you do. I'm not sure. Does this look like it's going to be a pretty good rainy season, or is there no way to tell at this point?
It's tough to tell. This is definitely a pretty active start. So, it's kind of early to tell right now, and you know we don't have a real clear signal as to whether it's going to be, you know, much above or much below normal.
All right. Well, that's a good start for the rainy season. Scott Carroll, thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
All right. No problem.